Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, 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 what is up, my friend? It's Sam Crowley. It is Friday, December 6th, off to Texas in a little bit here, speaking tomorrow. But before I do that, I want to share with you, this is actually a really cool observation, and I'm surprised I found it because I'm not really the smartest guy out there, but brought on a coaching client last night named Debbie, and Debbie is a cancer survivor. And I was like, huh, that's wild, because this is the second female cancer survivor that I brought on in a client in the past as a client in the past month. And it just I don't know if it's coincidental. And you know, these are podcast listeners, people that follow the Everyday Saturday message just like you. And then I started thinking, Debbie has an amazing message. Wait till she breaks that one out, as well as Gwen Nickel. I mentioned Gwen in passing a month ago, and I know she listens to the show. Shout out to you, Gwen. Her story, ridiculously inspiring. I mean, lost her leg 2 years ago and said it was the greatest thing that ever happened to her. Wait till you hear Gwen's story. Another client I brought on, but and just recently in the last month. So those three ladies are just absolutely amazing. Susan is the other one, by the way. Hey, here's my daughter's name. So we got Susan, Debbie, and Gwen out there just in the past few weeks. But Susan and Debbie specifically are cancer survivors. And I started thinking, huh, let me go into the success of the people I work with and what's the one thing that would separate them and why they are now really taking hold of, well, I don't care if I don't know what my message is right now. I'm moving forward, damn it, because what? What do you think that? Why? Because they don't know how much time they have left, and it's not like they're going to leave this earth tomorrow. Both are in remission, but they have that what sense of urgency. That's what we're going for. When you put a sense of urgency to whatever it is you're doing, okay, I don't care if it's going to the grocery store. You ever go to the grocery store and you walk in, and I don't know about you, but right here we have Kroger, and you know where I broadcast a podcast from, a lot parking lot there. But I'm in my car right now, actually, doing a podcast. Funny story, I was talking to somebody the other day, like, hey, man, so what's your studio like? Somebody had booked a call on my calendar. So what's your studio like? I don't think he was aware or he took it seriously that I broadcast in my car every day. He's like, I can't tell the difference. There's no, like, ambient sound. It doesn't sound, yeah, it's fine. I do it not really as a lark, as a joke, but kind of, because I think it's hilarious to get almost 20 million downloads of a podcast that you do in a $16,000 Kia. You know, I just love that whole tagline to it. And so when you go to the grocery store, for example, you know, we got a Starbucks inside of our, they've made our Kroger like almost like a dating, like a nightclub place. You walk in, you got a Starbucks there, you got a bar where you can buy wine and draft beer and sit there, and they got wine tasting. It's like, and oh, by the way, there's the produce section right behind you. But when I go to the grocery store with a grocery list, my wife puts an entire list together, texts it to me. I copy it, paste it into my notes section. I walk around my shopping cart, and most days I grab a cup of coffee and I'm just kind of, oh, that looks nice. Oh, avocados, we could use a few of those, even though we probably, oh, grapes, oh, that's nice. When I'm on a mission and I've got a sense of urgency and I know that I got to be in and out of that place in 20 minutes, it's amazing how we can go in and get the exact same amount of groceries in half the time because we have a sense of urgency. We got to be in and out of there. You know, when you've got to be someplace or you got to perform a task and you got to get something done, you do it. And then you always think, well, at least I always think, well, why don't I do it this quickly all the time? You know, that sense of urgency. So when Debbie came on board last night as a client, And she was telling me about her story and what her ministry is going to be talking about and ministering to and sharing her message about gratitude and this whole life that she lived and overcoming cancer and all of these other obstacles. I mean, her story of overcoming these things is just amazing. I know she's going to have success getting her message out there because A, she doesn't care if it's perfect, and B, damn it, she's got a sense of urgency to herself. So I want to encourage you, all right? You have to develop this sense of urgency to what you're doing, you know, in specifically in what I do. And I think what really pushed Evie, not pushed her, I don't want to say that. She was already going to come on board as a client. But I said, look, I'm the old school doctor. I still make house calls. I only work with clients one-on-one because it's the only way you're going to see success. Too many people are being thrown into Facebook groups, this group coaching, webinars. Here's the replay, and they don't get any attention from the instructor, or you might work with the instructor's virtual assistant, and you don't really get that kind of, you don't see the results. You don't get any results. And I think where Debbie was convinced in working together, and I want you to kind of differentiate what your message is too. How can you differentiate yourself from the competition out there? And I said, hey, Debbie, I still make house calls. You know, I'm still the guy that puts the stethoscope around my neck and grabs my black bag and I go diagnose, you know, what the problem is, where the pain is, and I help you and I get results. And it's the only way I found in 15 years to really get results is to be working with people one-on-one because A, they get time with you. So you specifically, you and I work together. And secondly, there's an opportunity there to be held accountable, which is what everybody wants. Everybody, look, if left to our own devices, right? If left to just, well, I'll get it done when I get it done. That's that, there's no sense of urgency there. When you have someone who holds you accountable to hitting benchmarks, to getting tasks done, not running an adult daycare, that's not what I do. I don't ever send any, hey, just checking in. No, that's stuff they do at my daughter's preschool. You know, Susan, don't forget, she's got her Thanksgiving assignment due. She's got to draw her turkey. You know, you bring on adults and you got to make sure that you are dialing in your message to where you bring in people, where you're not having to run all this maintenance. However, when two people are masterminding one-on-one at a high level and one person who's a mentor is holding the other person accountable to the actual results that they said they wanted, that's powerful, man. You can't get that in group coaching and Facebook group. I know people try it, and I know there's different levels of success, but that's when I was speaking to Debbie. I know with her sense of urgency, as well as Susan and Gwen and all the other amazing people that I've been bringing on lately, I know, because I ask, do you have a sense of urgency to this? Because if you don't, you'll just drift out there and you'll be like waves crashing against the rocks at sea. You'll just be wandering aimlessly like we've done everything. We don't develop a sense of urgency like we did that grocery store example. You know, think of the last time that you had that, you know, that drive that I've got to get this done. I'm getting this done. Come hell or high water, I'm getting this done. I mean, for me, I can tell a number of times, you know, it could have been when I was bankrupt and said, hey, I'm getting my credit back from the mid 550s up to mid 700s. And it happened, guys. It happened. That's just a wild example, but that's the first thing that came to my mind. I was developed that sense of urgency to get all those derogatories off my credit report way before 7 years. And then I think about, and oh, by the way, that's a whole different topic. I've done credit repair podcasts in the past. There is a art form to getting these things off your credit report and restoring your credit. So many loopholes. So legally getting them off. But anyway, that's a whole different topic. That comes to mind. Sense of urgency, repairing my credit. In a quarter of the time it would have taken had I just, you know, gone about it a normal way. My daughter, Susan, you know, the sense of urgency, and my wife's sense of urgency is like, man, she is not going to be on this ventilator for 5 years. She is not going to have this trach for 5 years. We are going to expedite this process. We are going to bring her home. We are going to rehabilitate her. Her lungs, through the grace of God, are going to be healed. And I'm telling you, man, when you develop that sense of urgency to everything about your life, your health, your finances, your relationship. I have a sense of urgency a lot of times when my wife and I have a fight. What? Sam, you do not have arguments with your wife. Yeah, guilty as charged, man. Sometimes in that 22-year period of time that we've been married, has it been 22? And it's going to be February 2020. It'll be 22 years. In those 22 years, and I had another couple in the dating scene with us together, we've had a disagreement here or there. I have a sense of urgency in making up and making sure that goes away, whatever that is. And you know what? I've gotten mature. It only took till I was 50 years old to be the first one to apologize. Always want to be the first one to apologize because it's so stupid. I don't like being in tense moments with people, especially my spouse when we live together and we're married. And we have this covenant under God, and it's like, why would I want to be right? I don't want to be right. I want to be happy, you know? So I'm always the first to apologize now. My wife actually gets a kick out. I think she knows now. She just knows. Oh, he's going to be apologized. But I don't need to be right anymore. You know what I need to be? Grateful. And I need to be happy and joyful for the day that I got right now. And I want to just share all this with you because as I brought another coaching client on last night, I called her on the phone. It was 5:30 Eastern time when we were talking. I was just taken aback by, wow, another cancer survivor. This is going to be an amazing message that we develop for Debbie. And so, hey, and look, the invitation's open. You know that. I'll call you, and we'll get your message going, and you'll be the next great success story. You just got to have that sense of urgency to it, all right? Don't worry about anything else. I'll create the message. We'll get it all done in record time. That's no problem. I need you to have a sense of urgency, okay? So go to my calendar, go to launchwithsam.com, book a time, I'll call you. Wheels are up soon, I'm off to Dallas, Texas, speaking tomorrow. I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. I'll probably record a podcast over the weekend as well. I love you guys, I think you're amazing. Don't go another day without getting your message dialed in. Get out there, put yourself out there. Don't be afraid what anybody else thinks about you. It ain't about them, it's about you and the people you're going to serve. All right, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.